Here we go. It's the 10th of September, the day in 1962 when Rod Laver completed his first tennis Grand Slam, winning the US Open.
He'd already won the Australian and French titles. Now he's completed the Grand Slam by winning the American Championship at Forest Hills.
In 1984, Jimmy Barnes' debut solo album, Body Swerve, was released. It went straight to number one. It was interesting because following that release, Cold Chisel and Jimmy both had hits on the charts at the same time. For Chisel, it was Flame Trees. Barnsey had this. And The X-Files started on telly on this day in 1993.
Where I found it, however.
Where did you find it?
Everywhere. His entire body.
September 10 birthdays, Australian film critic David Stratton is 81.
A peculiarly repellent experience. I mean, there's nothing about this film that I like.
Jose Feliciano is 75 today. The guitarist is best known for the Christmas song Feliz Navidad and his cover of Light My Fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Another great guitarist, Aerosmith's Joe Perry, turns 70. Aussie actress Linda Stoner is 67. She was in Cop Shop and The Young Doctors.
Sorry, Doctor. Why don't you ask that lady you were with last night?
Siobhan Fahey is 62. She was a member of the mega pop trio Bananarama through the 80s before forming Shakespeare's sister and having this hit. Stay with me. Colin Firth turned 60. He won the Best Actor Oscar for his role as King George VI. In The King's Speech.
I have a feeling my career's just peaked.
And celebrated director and former husband of Madonna, Guy Ritchie, is 52 today. His best include Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch and Sherlock Holmes.
Hopefully I've made it accessible to a contemporary audience.
Finally, golf legend Arnold Palmer was also born on this day. He won four US Masters and two British Opens. He died aged 87 in 2016.
This one is headed for the hole to give Palmer the best ever chalked up in the 102-year history of the British Open.
Remembering Arnold Palmer on September 10.